I'm Dan Klefstad. 1 in 4 people hospitalized in Illinois is a COVID-19 patient. Hospitalizations are on the rise, but at a slightly slower rate than last week. State Public Health Director Ngozi Ezike is again encouraging people to cancel their big Thanksgiving plans in order to curb another sharp rise in infections and hospital admissions.
Everyone might be too timid to bring up the conversation and say that they're really having second thoughts and that they're really thinking about what the CDC and what all the public health officials are saying. Have that conversation.
Dr. Ezike says it's a challenge for hospitals to stay adequately staffed, especially as a growing number of frontline workers exposed to COVID must quarantine. Illinois hospitals are also losing doctors and nurses to hospitals in other states that promise high-paying, short-term contracts. Meanwhile, Governor J.B. Pritzker's administration launched an investigation into a COVID outbreak at the LaSalle Veterans Home. It killed 27 residents in the last 2 weeks. Hannah Meisel has more.
In a preliminary report, the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs noted issues in the facility that could have contributed to the outbreak. One of the biggest challenges as the virus spread through the facility was understaffing. Here's State Veterans Affairs Director Linda Chapalavia.
We do have a contract on hand to get more employees in, and when we called them, they did not respond back to us.
Officials told members of a Senate committee on Tuesday that 5 employees who tested positive for the virus volunteered to keep working in the facility's COVID wing to avoid staffing shortages. The report also found the home was stocked with alcohol-free hand sanitizer, which does not kill the coronavirus. Additionally, Veterans Home staff allegedly were at a Halloween party together shortly before the first cases were reported. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Illinois law prohibits state-regulated utilities from shutting off power and gas for customers through the winter. State Attorney General Kwame Raoul says all customers, regardless of financial situation, are protected through March 31st. Even with the moratorium, Raoul encourages residents who are behind on their bills to contact their utilities to learn about options, including the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP. The application period is open until June, while funding lasts. Many households not previously eligible may now qualify if they are unemployed or underemployed due to the pandemic. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. The SIU women's basketball team opens season today. Eastern Michigan will be the opponent inside Banterra Center for the 1 p.m. matinee. 8th-year Saluki head coach Cindy Stein returns 9 letter winners from last year's squad that finished 16-13. Stein likes the versatility of this team.
1 through 5, we've got a lot of kids that can play a bunch of different positions. I think that's exciting for us. We do have some 5 quality newcomers as well that I think will definitely make a difference in a different way.
Due to a recent uptick in COVID-19 cases in the region, fans will not be allowed to attend today's game. The SIU men had to back out of a season opening multi-team event in Louisville because of positive COVID-19 cases. The Salukis are now set to open the season December 2nd at SEMO. The Illinois State Police is boosting patrols for the holiday weekend. Although officials urge people to stay home this Thanksgiving, Trooper Mindy Carroll says state police will be on the lookout for those on the highway speeding and drunk driving.
While we're not condoning travel, we know that there will probably be motorists on the roadway. So our job is safety. That's paramount. So we're, telling folks, if you have to travel, understand that we will be out there.
Police will also be watching for those not buckled up, as well as distracted drivers. While the physical signs of COVID-19 infections are getting much of the attention, Illinois leaders stress the need to help those dealing with the hidden dangers associated with the pandemic. Illinois Department of Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike says the ongoing crisis is taking its toll mentally on many of us.